'Tis the season to shop locally. One opportunity is home for the holidays at Last Chance Gallery in Lutzen, Friday, November 28th and Saturday, the 29th. Joining us now with the details is Marcia Hyatt. Welcome, Marcia.
Good morning, Mark.
All right, Last Chance Studio and Gallery. For those who haven't stopped in, what is it?
It is in Lutzen, right next to Arrowhead Electric, across from Lockport Store. It's my husband Tom Christensen's sculpture studio, and attached to that is a gallery with about 30 to 40 contemporary artists, more than half are local.
And that's a great old building. What is the history on that building?
Well, actually, that building he built in 1999.
Okay.
Next door was the Bali original blacksmith's shop, which is now collapsing in on itself.
Okay.
And my husband did work in that for a number of years, had no floor, no insulation, no heat. So it was an interesting time. But so in 99, he built the studio building that that is now Last Chance Studio and Gallery.
How appropriate for a metal worker, huh?
Yeah, exactly. To be in the original blacksmith's shop, exactly. But now we're upscale. We have insulation and heat and all kinds of cool things. So the holiday market is our ninth time we're doing this, and we want to do it something more shop local is fabulous, but we also want to give back to the community. So this event, when we do it, we've had food shelf collection, which is always in need of our support. We have ornament making, which is fun. We have paints and wood cutouts so people can make ornaments, and that money goes to the North Shore Healthcare Foundation. And then a portion of the proceeds go to the Cook County Community Fund. So we try to make it more than just about buying stuff, you know, and part of that is on Friday evening when people gather and we have a reception with food and Christmas music and carolers, some of the best voices in Cook County come down, including you, Mark, and sing, and we all go outside with a bonfire and we light the Lutzen Christmas tree, which is at the Last Chance Gallery. And it's just a very sweet affair where everyone gets some music and we sing some carols together and then just celebrate what the season should be about, you know, in terms of a season of light, season of love, a season of giving.
I can personally attest it's a delightful evening, and the food is great.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
Janet Simonen and Daniel Dittmanson and Karina Roth are the singers that are joining me this year, and we've been practicing.
Excellent. It was so lovely last year, and people do love, I mean, wear your long underwear, it sounds like, but come out, and we stand outside and sing to the tree as it is lit, and it's really quite lovely.
Who are the artists participating?
We have a number of artists doing demonstrations through the weekend. On Friday, Judy Johnson's showing basket weaving, and my husband, Tom Christensen, is talking about the process of making bronze sculptures. And then that's from 1 till 2. And then at 2 to 4, Nate Saunders, a 17-year-old phenom who has been making pottery since he was little, he is just amazing. He comes with a pottery wheel, and he's doing demonstrations, and he's just really good at describing the process and making it interesting to people. And then there's reception Friday night. On Saturday, Judy Johnson again, a basket weaving at noon. John Books, who is now a local sculptor, formerly from Thunder Bay, is going to be showing how he makes wax, which is the first part of casting bronze, wax figures. He's going to talk through how he makes these figures and uses the wax. And then 2 to 3, Anna Hess is going to be doing pet portraits. I think one of my more enthusiastic dogs is going to be volunteering for that demo, but she's been doing some pet portraits. And meanwhile, we have special displays the whole Friday and Saturday.
All right. Now, you have mentioned a few places that you're going to be sharing the proceeds with. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, sure. Well, the food shelf, as most folks know, and I loved hearing the interview about the community Thanksgiving, no one should be going hungry. And so the food shelf, we ask folks to bring in whatever, canned goods, dry goods, or money. And then the North Shore Healthcare Foundation provides all kinds of care partners and other support for local health needs. And so we, again, the ornament making, it's contribute what you will, but it's fabulous. Adults and kids get in there with the paints and the markers and the glitter. It's just a mess and great. And then the Cook County Community Fund, which supports a number of local non-for-profit organizations, and it's a way to give in a more broad way. And so we give a percentage of all of our net proceeds to that organization.
Who would you like to see come this weekend?
Well, We have people that are regulars because this has become a tradition because it is a very sweet holiday, launch the holiday kind of thing. But it's open to the public, and we just love to have people come down, learn a bit about art, learn a bit about what's going on in our community, support local charities.
We're speaking with Marcia Hyatt of Last Chance Gallery. Their 9th annual holiday market is Friday and Saturday, November 28th and 29th, with the special Friday event from 4 to 7 p.m. More information at 663-7008 or online at lastchancefab.com. Marcia, anything else that you'd like to add?
Just everyone's welcome. We'd love to see you and celebrate the start of the season of giving and light.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.